This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean, necessarily. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution, as I like to say. You know, if you're not involved in the conversation, then you're part of the problem. And I only say that because you'll get out there and eventually say something. You'll get out there and eventually try to get people to believe what you're saying, but you're spewing party line. And if you're spewing party line, I don't know, you know, again, I don't even believe my own party line most of the time. I really don't. What I want to hear when it comes to my party is what they're going to do about something, how they're going to take care of a certain issue. And I don't always get that from them. I very rarely get that from them. How's that? To be brutally honest. And we have to stop being politicians with each other and start answering questions honestly and truthfully and up front. Not what we perceive them to be, not what our party perceives them to be, but what they really are. 855-REAL-JOE, love to hear from you, 855-732-5563. And, you know, again, get involved, hop up on the website, therealside.com, get me your email address, we send out one a week. I'm going to send you more information on the Joel Wallach 90 for Life product. Look, the people I've talked to take it, enjoy it. They say they feel better. Right? It's not a one pill fixes all. But he's got a point. If you look it up on your own, you find out the truth. We can starve to death being overweight. Come on, let that one sink in for a second. Oh, come on, Joe. What are you, an idiot? No. It's a true statement. We can starve to death being overweight. Because we're not eating the right foods. We're not truly getting what we need to survive. You know, again, these kids who have diseases at a young age, we know, Tammy and I both know kids, and I mean kids, that eat absolutely no vegetables. Well, when's your body forming? When does it need the help? What are you going to wait till you have to get a shot from the doctor or something? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Right, there are kids that never really eat proper foods for themselves or for them. And their parents won't force them. I can't. I'm not fighting with them to eat that. Why not? Why wouldn't you fight with your child? And when I say fight, I don't even know how you call it a fight. Right? I don't know why you don't lay down the rules and this is what it's like and I'm not making four things to eat. We never did that in our world. There was never four things. You ate what mom, look, you ate what mom made voluntarily or you were going to eat it, if you know what I'm saying. Or some places you go hungry. Really that easy. I don't know what's happened, why we are not pushing harder to make sure our kids are healthy, are doing well. We really don't do it. We should do it more often. Connect with them, understand what they're going through. I don't mean understand what they're going through in that light. I mean understand what they're going through, what they're up against, what they're dealing with. You know, again, I love hitting these faith stories. And the reason I do is because we constantly hear, well, what are you whining about? All right, yeah, they're not beheading us here. But, man, if you're going to cut us off, cut us away from our church people, our church family, if you would, it makes it tough to get in, to do anything, really. Because church, you know, that's the other thing, too. I don't know why it's so hard for non-believers to understand. The church people really believe. People who really believe in God. People who believe that God is real and God is active and involved in their lives. You don't have a right to take that from them. They're living good lives. They're paying their taxes. They're taking care of their kids. Right? They're keeping their community safe and clean. Why do you have a right to say anything at that point? No, I mean that sincerely. I used to have a guy, God, I haven't talked to him in forever. He used to taunt me about my religious beliefs. And he would say stuff to me, I mean, certain things to me like, hey, where's your God now? You got that flat tire there in the parking lot. Where's your God now? You know, sneezing, having a cold, having a sniffles. Yeah, where's your God now? You got a cold, you got a few. It's like, why would you do that? Those are the same people that blame God when there's a tragedy. You know, it's kind of lighthearted on my side when I said, well, where's your God when those kids were getting in school? Why does he let that happen? Well, you won't let him in school. You can't sit there and have it both ways. You can't sit there and tell me it's an imaginary God. You know, there's nothing there. He doesn't do anything for you because he doesn't exist. Go through all these things. And then when something goes sideways, you want to blame him for it. Yeah, good luck with that. You know? I tell you about the problem that San Francisco's having. San Francisco proper. I was reading an article that said that the coyotes are howling in the streets. Right? Because there's no distractions for them. There's nothing to scare them away. So they're trucking on down the streets looking for some food. You want to send me an email, send it to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. I love the fact that you've got, who do you have? You got de Blasio, Cuomo, and Trump. All in a three-way argument as to who's got more power. Joe Bethune, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And if you wise guys try one more thing, one more, I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solutions. You know, it works out well. I really do appreciate the time you're with us. So I got a couple of quick ones for you. I mean, this stuff is just great. Well, let's start off with this confirmed COVID death rate. And I won't say it's funny, because I don't mean it that way. But if you look at the numbers, you know, like Sweden, for instance. How is it that without shutting everything down, they've been able to maintain? They don't have high death. Matter of fact, their rates as a whole are dropping. I'm trying to get this thing very large here, so I can actually see it. But when you look at the daily confirmed rates, you know, the deaths, if you would, you find out that the accurate count that we're told that they have may not be so accurate. Really. I'm shocked, right? And here in this country, we have actually admitted that we're just calling everything a COVID death. That simple. Right? And I'm looking at, let me see, what do we got? Switzerland. Switzerland had a little bump up, and now it's down again. They haven't shut everything down. Right? I mean, when you look at some of these countries that you can go to, it's okay, Greece, same thing. Are you hearing a lot about Greece? No. And I know some of you, I love some of you in the left will send me notes and say, that's because they're not reporting right. But China is, right? I mean, China's down to where they have almost no deaths every day. Anybody believing that from them? Anybody? And again, they haven't shut everything down either. Shanghai, Beijing still open. No big deal there. Somebody sent me this during the break, which I thought was great. You know, if you think that political correctness was dying, fell off, no longer an issue, yeah, you're drinking too much. Way too much. How many of you use Land O'Lakes butter? Right? How many? Seriously. Everybody does, right? Well, most people do. And they have decided that the logo, which has been on the company's label for nearly 100 years, since it was founded in Minnesota in 1921, has been now called racist and criticized for the use of the Butter Maiden. You know why? Because she looks like an American Indian. Excuse me, Native American. Don't want you throwing stuff at me. Now, the new label was announced in a press release from Land O'Lakes in February. Though it made no specific mention of removing the Native American image, the press release shared the new packaging will show up in a variety of ways, including through a new front-of-package design that features the phrase, farmer-owned, above Land O'Lakes, as well as include pictures of farmers and co-op members on the label. But she's gone. That's right, she's gone. As Land O'Lakes looks toward a 100th anniversary, we recognize that we need packaging that reflects the foundation, the heart of our company culture, and nothing does that better than our farmer-owned milk, which is used and produced by Land O'Lakes. Right? And they're going to put their farmers, they're going to put the farmers' families, what have you, on the packages, because the Native American person was offensive. Man, if I was a Native American, I would be offended that you took her off of there after 100 years. Right? Many social media celebrating the move, criticizing the company. Why do you listen to social media? Think of the people that are on there and how much time they're taking out of their lives to go ahead and tell you what you're doing is wrong. Well, they're probably sitting on mama's couch in most cases. It's just unreal. Why do we keep giving in to these people? I will never, ever understand. And some of these people are very excited and happy that they were able to get them back down. The problem is that every time you do that, every time you guys back down in that light and in that way, you give them a reason to go after somebody else. Really, simply. 855-RULE-JOE, 855, can you tell I'm irritated? Just a tad, right? 855-732-5563. Over on Campus Reform, they got some great stories going on there, too. You got 10 colleges receiving big money on the bailouts. I'd love to know how many of you guys actually got your money yet. Curious. Because I'm hearing mixed stories about people getting it, some people not getting it. I had some business owners I spoke with today who did not or have not got their funding yet. And Trump will take the blame for all of that, you know, even though there's people under him that work. They're trying to make this stuff, they try to get, you know, not like Trump is in there. Somebody actually said that the reason the checks were being held up was because they were waiting for Trump's signature to be put on them. If you, you know, because somebody said that Trump's signature was going to be put on the checks, I don't care. Nobody cares. If the check clears, nobody cares whose name is on there. Right? At least it wouldn't for me. All right, let's check out Trump's battle plans for easing and getting us rolling again in this country. And you know what? We should be looking at it. We should be, you should at least understand what it is and what it means. Now, he announced that, you know, he's getting ready, laying out the plan to do this. He's going to do it in three phases. And he's going to base it on the severity of the coronavirus in the different areas of the states and or regions. Nothing wrong with that. That makes sense. He said, we can begin the next from our war, which we are calling opening up America again. Trump said during a press briefing that to preserve the health of Americans, we must preserve the health of our economy. He's right. You know what? Suicides are up. Drinking's up. Domestic violence up. It ain't because people hate their wives or something, or their kids. They're locked in the household. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The White House outlines its plan to reopen the country at the daily coronavirus briefing. Dr. Deborah Birx says elderly Americans and those with underlying health conditions still need to shelter in place. Dr. Fauci says there could be some setbacks, but the CDC in Atlanta saying we are nearing the peak point in terms of deaths here in the U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, who leads the task force, telling reporters,
members of the White House coronavirus task task force to join the president to meet with a bipartisan group of members of the House and of the Senate to get their counsel on the development of what the president unveiled to America's governors. The new guidelines for opening up America again are a product of the best science and the best common sense that the president has marshaled on this team.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
Feel the rhythm now. We should be singing together, you and me. All night, holding hands and moving on. We should be singing together, you and me. Come on, baby.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5568. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution, if you would. You know, you got to get involved. You got to get engaged. You got to really understand what it is that you're reading. And I'm simply saying that because I'm watching a lot of you just... That's what I was reading. Sometimes you see me reading during the break. I'm reading some of your stuff that's going, wait a minute. That's already been debunked, if you would. Right? You've already been told no. And that wasn't the truth. And maybe the survey was wrong or false. Or didn't go out to as many people as we thought. Right? And you got to stay on it. You really do have to do your homework, because I get it wrong. A lot of people get it wrong. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you again for being with me. Thank you again for being part of the solution, part of the conversation. Always good. We were talking about Donald Trump, President Trump's guidelines to really start getting us working again, if you would. Right? I mean, that's what we all want, isn't it? We really want to go back to work. We want to feed our families, take care of our communities. Now, you've got to phase this thing, which is probably the right way to do it. Again, I'm not the expert, and neither are half of you guys who claim to be, or think you are, anyway. So the guidelines for opening up America, not hard. And, you know, you look at... You know, they talk about Trump being a dictator, if you would. And that he doesn't take anybody's advice. But frankly, the plan has been signed off pretty much by every one of his medical advisors. Dr. Debbie Birx, Anthony Fauci, Robert Redfield. Be funny if his name was Redford, right? It's going to be a data-driven approach, with governors taking the helm and deciding down to the county level how they will reopen. The difference is that the White House is going to grab the data and give it to the proper people to help the governors make the decisions as what gets open and what doesn't. He said, look, I'm not looking to open everything all at once. Careful, step by step. Guidelines were based on hard, verifiable data. Some states will be able to open up sooner than others. Phase one is for areas of the county who solely satisfy the criteria laid out by the White House. He calls for social distancing to remain in place, avoiding the gathering of 10 or more people, and avoiding any unnecessary travel. That's just phase one. Phase two, he says, it's for regions that have met the criteria twice and they've not seen a rebound, maybe in infections. Still calls for residents to practice social distancing and try to avoid large gatherings. But opens up the possibility of resuming non-essential travel. What is non-essential travel? Is visiting your family essential? Business essential? Now, see, I think businesses have learned how to use products like Zoom and Skype and what have you to be able to hold meetings. And you may find air travel down because of that alone in and of itself. The third phase, which is for areas who have met the criteria three times and have no rebounds of the virus, is the most open, allows vulnerable parts of the population to go back to public. You know, that's a big part of it, too. Why don't you leave? I'll say leave it in place to a degree. Older people with pre-existing conditions, that would be okay, but you have to find a way to allow people to visit with them in some way. Old folks need company, too. Right? They want you to reopen the gyms and bars. Resume full-time staff at work sites. Letting people head back to large venues like restaurants, movie theaters, churches, and so on. They should be. It's going to be a gradual process, Trump said. And throughout the process, citizens will still be called upon to use all the weapons in this war. Ooh, he's using fighting words. Trump said he spoke to governors of some western states who said they already have met the criteria in phase one. But he wouldn't tell you which states they were. I don't blame him. Let the states tell you. I heard from a number who said that they are in good shape. He said they'll be ready to open literally tomorrow. Democrats' reactions were mixed. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi out of California said in a statement, the White House's vague and inconsistent document does nothing to make up for the president's failure to listen to scientists and produce and distribute national rapid testing. Sure, he's not listening to anybody. I got that. But you don't expect them to say anything positive, right? You really don't. Oregon Governor Kate Brown said, I'm pleased to see the federal government's guidance follows a data-driven, science-based approach, similar to Oregon's framework. White House guidelines come amid tempestuous week, in which the protesters across the country described on state capitals. They went nuts. I don't blame them. They're ready to pop. They showed up on state capitals everywhere. I think they've gone too far. You heard Rick Reed and I talking about this the other day on the show. You've got places with absolutely no outbreaks whatsoever. I mean, there are, believe it or not. And yet, you're going to allow the government or a governor who's not happy with the way things are going, doesn't like Trump, wants to make them look as bad as possible, forcing these places to shut down? Now, on Wednesday, you had hundreds, or actually thousands of trucks and SUVs. They showed up on Michigan State's Capitol. They want the noisy protest against a Democratic governor. And she turned it on them. She tried to say it was their fault that people were going to get hurt because they were taking up the police. They were doing it. It's like, shut up. Just go back in your office. I don't even know how you got voted in. Now, today the federal government said that 5.2 million more Americans applied for unemployment. Why are people like wigging out going, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening? It's happening. It's not unexpected. Really, it's not unexpected. The workforce is between like 150 and 170 million. I think that brings us up to like 22 million, which is about 1 in 7 workers. I don't know how you're going to fix it quickly. I don't know how you're going to turn this around in a heartbeat. You may not be able to. Might be a little while. But you cannot. There's no way you can blame Trump for this. No way. Because they're hoping that their mantra that they're spewing, somebody will listen to and believe. that Trump actually didn't move fast enough. And they forgot that when he tried to move, how much flack you guys gave him. I mean, listen, Congress has been doing two things for the last 3 years. They've been trying to impeach the president to take power away from him, and pass laws to take power away from him. They're going to have to turn that around. Can you imagine them putting all these roadblocks in place? God forbid. May my tongue fall off because I don't mean it for real. Imagine you get a Democrat president, and then you get a Republican Senate and a Republican House. And an active Republican Senate and House. That person's not going to be able to, the president's not going to be able to turn it around. He's going to be under all those things that a Democrat-ruled Congress passed. Those people that know that they're vulnerable, self-quarantine, and everybody else, let them go back to work, said Aaron Carver, laid-off housing contractor. He joined a protest outside of the governor's mansion in Virginia. He said, this is definitely the government trampling on people's rights. Now, Trump sympathized with the protesters during his briefing Thursday. And he refused to admonish them for gathering during the pandemic, noting that they seem to be protesters who like me and respect my opinion. See, those are the areas where I don't agree with him in. You don't have to bring that into the conversation. Let it go. We know that. A lot of people already know that. Now, maybe he said that because, you know, people are talking about how all these walkers, callers, protesters even are paid for. I don't know. Again, he wouldn't admonish them, which I think is great. He wouldn't get on their case for what they were doing. Now, look, I'm a law guy. I get it. But these people have been cooped up. They want answers. They want real answers from somebody who's sane. But they did elect her as their governor. Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
Not doing it. Dobasini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. There it is. Realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A lot going on up there. Look at, also, if you go back and grab a second hour, we had Dr. Joel Wallach on, The Dead Doctors Don't Lie. And, you know, when you talk about what your body needs, and we do that without even having him on. We've talked about what your body needs to heal itself, to repair itself, to take care of itself. Why you won't give it to it is beyond me, because a lot of you are pretty smart. Some of you are stubborn as I am, but you know what I mean. And then he comes out and discusses, your body needs this stuff to live off of. I would love to see some of you try it, let me know how it works out for you. At least I think so. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. President Trump, they talked about his three-phase plan for getting us working again, getting us out there, getting us back. You know, I can see protecting the ones that still have issues with their medical. That makes sense. We should do that. But, you know, again, we've got to have people that are willing to work at this. All right, so even though Trump sympathized with the protesters, if you recall, on Thursday, I like the fact that he refused to admonish them. Right now, some of you say, but you're saying that he's okay with them breaking the law. Yeah, but are they smashing windows? Remember what the Occupy groups were doing? Is he smashing windows? Are they setting things on fire? They're going through town beeping their horns. And I'm not so sure beeping your car is illegal. Now, the plan came a few days after this whole misleading thing where supposedly Trump said he has total authority to do whatever he wants, where he wants, how he wants. But he does. He does have the right to decide what places are going to be open and closed to a degree. And we talked about the Commerce Clause the other night. You want to go ahead and get it and grab it and find out what we're talking about here? I mean, look, Wall Street's in New York. Are you telling me, under the Commerce Clause, one state cannot stop another state from doing business, getting its way, impede it from doing business? In general terms, does De Blasio or Cuomo have the right to shut down Wall Street? I say no, based on that. Rick said no. Because you're impeding another state's business, people in other states from doing business, because you have control over that area known as Wall Street. That's all right. So, a lot of governors push back from both parties. And they argue that their primary responsibility was ensuring the public safety in their states. They're right. That is their primary responsibility. And that's why Trump even said, look, I'm going to leave it up to you guys to decide what areas open and where in your states. You have to decide. You know what's going on. So he wasn't totally. And you know, when it comes to keeping us safe, we've seen this happen before, have we not? Remember in the South, when you, we talked about this earlier, when it came to segregation, you had a state governor who said, hey, we're not going to allow blacks in these schools. We're not going to allow this or this or this to go on. And the president, a Democrat of these United States, said, oh, no, no, no. We're not doing that. We're not going to allow you to do it. You had a Republican and a Democrat president get together at that time when this stuff was really starting to blow up and wouldn't allow it. Now, Trump's saying that they're calling it a walk back. I don't know if it's a walk back or a clarification. I'm not going to stick up for the guy. He does a good job of that himself. Numerous states across the nation, according to Fox News, have already begun developing plans on how to reopen, forming regional coalitions, which is a whole new thing. States have gotten pretty uppity under Trump, haven't they? Under Obama, they shut up and took it. Whatever he dished out, they did. Or most of them, anyway. So, you know, again, these states get... Look at Governor... Governor Newsom, he's talking about the only way you're going to reopen. First of all, he wants some type of reassurance that we have a vaccine. Number one, masks may still be required in many areas. When restaurants or hospitality places open up, they're going to have to open up with half the tables. Servers will have to wear masks, right? I think a lot of, I don't love to know how you guys feel. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. This is going to get challenged, don't you agree? At some point in time, the closings will get challenged because they're not equal. Right? When you talk about the healthcare impacts of all of this, they're worried about large scale openings. But when you have other countries that have not shut down and don't see this thing raging, how do you decide, how do you justify what you're doing? New Mexico? You know, we should check that out just for giggles. And, you know, I mean that in a lighthearted way, right? We should just simply go check out what's going on. Here, let's see. Just to have some fun with this. Because there are states that are having virtually no real ill effects, if you would, from this. Okay. Okie dokie. 36 deaths in New Mexico. Why are we shutting down the state? I'm just asking. Right? You've got Alaska? 9. Why are they under quarantine? 9 deaths in those. I realize there's only a 500,000 people or 600,000 people in the state. Arkansas, 37. Arizona, 150. Right? I mean, seriously, Connecticut. How are we doing in Connecticut? Oh, 900, almost 1,000 deaths in Connecticut. Right? So when he was talking about it being different in different states, that was kind of the mindset. Right? The big mindset is that every one of these states handles this stuff differently. Hawaii. 9 people died in Hawaii. So to say this thing is out of control, running like crazy, it's just not true. And we've fallen for it. We've swallowed this thing. You know, they used to say in the old days, right? Hook, line, and sinker. North Dakota, 9 deaths. 9 seems to be that number, right? But again, Utah, 21 deaths in Utah. Keep going through this and keep looking at this and seeing how bad, quote unquote, how bad it is. Wyoming, 2. And we don't even know if these numbers are true, right? Because you've got the criteria is pretty much the criteria is pretty much anybody who dies in this kind of wave that's going on has died because of the coronavirus, right? Anyhow, it's just irritating. The more and more stories that are coming by my screen on the USS Theodore Roosevelt sailor who died from coronavirus, there were a lot more complications than we originally thought. Elon Musk is arguing with CNN. Why? Over the ventilator story that they ran that they didn't really check out. You know, CNN doesn't check it. That's not even a story. Shouldn't surprise anybody. Now, the UN, it's warning that the coronavirus lockdowns could kill hundreds of thousands of children. Right? I mean, seriously, because what's going to happen? They're not going to be able to get the medication they need. They're not going to be able to get the food they need. Right, there's a lot of kids across the globe that were dependent on us for food. Right, the children's deaths in 2020 could rise because of infant mortality rates, because people are not getting the food that they need. They're not getting the nutrients they need. Boy, we heard that earlier, didn't we? The United Nations estimate between 42 million and 66 million children, I know, I'm quoting the United Nations, relax, could fall into extreme poverty as a result of this crisis. They believe that 386 million already are living in extreme poverty. Look, it's not because of this crisis. I mean, these globalists, that are loving this. You're telling me that there aren't people out there, there aren't countries out there that are close to those that are starving, that couldn't provide food and shelter and everything else? God forbid. By the way, look up at the end of the show, not right this second. Ireland seeing this whole thing start to turn around for them. 855-REAL-JOE, write it down, 855-732-5563. You'll need it for later. Also, head over to the website, realside.com/immune help. And find out what you can do to make yourself out there. Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.